Welcome to the Canterbury Female Boarding School, a National Historic Landmark and International Site of Conscience. You are at the main entrance, located in a 7-room L at the rear of the main structure. This area also includes staff offices. The house was constructed around 1805 for Luther and Sybil Payne. It is a high-style federal, two-story house and includes 8 rooms in the main structure, 4 on the first floor and 4 on the second floor. Please be aware that the second floor is not open to the public. The house was built in one piece and has a gable-on-hip roof, an elaborate frontispiece, and a central Palladian window over the front entrance, which faces Route 169. The house sits on the corner of Routes 14 and 169, across from the town green in the center of Canterbury. The exhibit you're about to experience, titled Canterbury Female Boarding School, Courage, Conscience, and Continuance, is banner style, with images, quotes, and text on cloth banners. The exhibit encompasses all 4 main rooms and the large room in the L, all on the first floor. There are no tactile elements. The exhibit follows the APA 7th edition style and grammar guidelines for inclusive, bias-free language. The black and brown students and white teachers who lived and learned in this building experienced 17 months, 527 days of sustained harassment, which included attempted arson, a poisoned well, and a mob assault. They responded with bravery, intelligence, and peace. Here is where we tell their story, beginning with a quote from Prudence Crandall in a letter she wrote to Reverend Simeon Jocelyn, April 17, 1833. Quote, "This is a day of trial. All who will dare venture to encounter the public feeling at all must expect to be branded with all the marks of disgrace that can be heaped upon them by their enemies." Unquote. Please continue forward to enter the exhibit area.